The island nation of Cuba is a mere 90 miles away from the United States. In fact, if you park your car in the right place in Key West, you can actually pick up Cuban radio stations in your car. That's how close it is. But until recently, getting there has been heavily restricted due to government sanctions. But now that's changing, and the U.S. has formally restored diplomatic relations with Cuba, and commercial flights there are expected to start this fall. And that means a vast repertoire of heretofore locked away Cuban culture will soon be open and available to world travelers who are curious about this mysterious island. Two travelers who have already been to Cuba several times are Jonah and Jesse Marks. They're brothers, and they like to travel together all over the world. And when they travel, they like to bring back artifacts, keepsakes, mementos from the places they've seen. But what they bring back with them isn't your average kitschy keepsake. No t-shirts or souvenirs for these two. In fact, what they carry back with them can't be seen or touched. What they carry back is sound.
Well, it became as something where I would capture a sound and then can maybe use it for my work as a sound engineer. But then it became this powerful thing where we've been now like sort of teaching people to listen and understand their surroundings better through listening. I think everybody could use a little bit more listening in their life anyway.
The Marx Brothers run an online sound bank called The Touch of Sound. It's an archive of recordings from all over the world. Jesse is a sound engineer by day, and Jonah works in an investment firm. But their true love is traveling and collecting sound for others to experience. And the sounds that they've located in Cuba reveal a rich, dynamic rhythm all its own.
Well, I think one of the things we really is important to get from Cuba is the call of the vendors.
That's Jonah Marks.
Everywhere you go, be it the bread salesman, the carrot salesman, milk salesman, the water salesman, everyone is just yelling out what they're selling. And it's a very common sound. It's a very Cuban sound. It was the afternoon bread salesman in Camagüey.
The Marx Brothers believe that sound can reveal a place and transport you there in a way that visual mediums can't. Listen to the lone trumpet being played on the street. The bells of Cienfuegos. A friendly game of dominoes. A steam-powered printing press. An afternoon baseball game. And of course, there's the music. Rumba, mambo, comparsa, huahuanco. The Marx Brothers say the streets of Cuba vibrate with rhythm.
We're going, and we ran out into the streets, and it was this huge street parade. All these instruments, everyone's singing, and next thing you know, we're just dancing in the street with some locals.
We also found out that the rhythm they were playing was a marching rhythm from Cuba called the comparsa.
All of these sounds and more are online at the touchofsound.com website. There you can listen to music from Cuba and from countries all over the globe. And Jesse says that by opening up your ears and listening to a place, you can see it in a whole new way. You can travel around the world without leaving your chair.
You can look at 10 photos in a few seconds, but when you're listening to a sound, you have to sit there and listen to the sound for at least 10 to 20 seconds, just sitting there, listening, opening your ears, to even realize what you're listening to in the first place.
I'm Heather McElhattan, and this is A Beautiful World.